So, Stephanie, tell me how long you've been at Mullet & Gossett.
Oh, I've been at Mullet & Gossett for around 3 years now.
What sort of things do you encounter on a daily basis?
I'm head of family law at MG Solicitors, and our team there deal with a real range of family law cases, from divorce, children law matters, to cases involving false allegation and parental alienation. We have a real variety of work and we really enjoy getting the right outcome.
So Stephanie, at the moment it's a difficult time for everybody, isn't it? And there are times when perhaps we might need a solicitor of your calibre.
Yes, it is. It really is a very difficult time for everyone at the moment. But for those experiencing relationship difficulties, being cooped up at home with your partner is really hard. On top of that, a lot of people are experiencing financial difficulties, worries about their health, missing loved ones, and of course the children are all at home too. It really is a lot to cope with. I really want to encourage people to reach out for support. There are professionals there to help you if you need it. If you are thinking of ending a relationship, you could speak to a family lawyer and they can explore your options with you, helping you understand what's involved and what might happen next. Having that information can be empowering. It lets you take control and enables you to have productive discussions with your partner about how to separate. You may also want to think about contacting other professionals like counsellors and mediators. They're also really valuable as they can support your discussions and help you plan for the future. For anybody experiencing relationship difficulties at the minute, my advice would be the key thing is to stay civil and to keep the lines of communication open. Whilst I appreciate that this can be difficult, it will make such a difference going forward, particularly for those couples with children.
Yeah, and let's talk about children, because children with separate parents, I mean, should they be moving between households, for example, at the moment?
Yes, the stay-at-home rules make it clear that children with separated parents may move between their homes. So on the face of it, child arrangements should continue as usual. Of course, there are exceptions and valid reasons where changes are required to the normal arrangements, such as where a household may be self-isolating or a parent's work commitments may mean that changes are required. When making changes, again, communication between parents is key, and I would encourage people to try and set aside their differences to focus what is best for the child at the moment and to try and agree any changes and variations with the other parent. You should also bear in mind that where time is missed with a parent, there should be discussions about how this could be made up later in the year.
And one of the other big things at the moment, of course, is financial worries, things like paying child maintenance and spousal support, that kind of stuff.
Yes, I mean, many people are experiencing really serious financial concerns. They may have been furloughed, lost their job, or their business has had to stop training. They might be worried about how to pay child maintenance or spousal support. In addition, any change in financial circumstances will have a dramatic impact on settlements going forward if you are to separate. My advice is if you can't pay your maintenance, once again, try to talk to your ex-partner, explain the financial difficulties you're experiencing, and if you need to, reach out for professional support to help you vary or change any arrangements.
One of the other worrying things, of course, that we're hearing about in the news at the moment is domestic abuse.
Yes, I mean, very sadly, many vulnerable people are experiencing increased abuse from their partner because of the additional time they're spending at home. I just want to highlight that the stay-at-home rules do not apply to people experiencing domestic abuse. They are able to leave and they should reach out for support. They can contact the National Domestic Abuse Helpline or an emergency. They should be calling 999.
And finally, obviously, we've covered a lot of things here. If somebody is affected by these things, how can Mullet & Gossett help?
Oh, our team at Mullet & Gossett are working as normal, although, of course, we're not working in the office. We're all working from home in line with the government guidance. But our family team are continuing to offer a free initial consultation for any new family law inquiries. So if anyone does have any worries or concerns, they shouldn't hesitate to contact us. We are here to listen, share advice and help them plan for their future. And you can find all our details at mgsolicitors.co.uk.
Stephanie, thank you very much indeed. Very useful advice. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.